This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Shaping the future of the dairy industry. That was the focus of Dairy Forum 2018 last week in California. Analyst Jerry Dreyer of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter recaps that, plus more on the 2018 outlook for dairy farmers. Here's Lee Mielke with that interview.
Jerry, what are you hearing?
I am hearing good news and bad news. A whole series of presenters from both inside and outside of the industry are very optimistic about the future, the long-term future. They see the size of the middle class growing dramatically around the world, or continuing to grow dramatically, really. We've seen this go on now for 15 or 20 years. And they're just simply forecasting more of that, and that's good for the dairy business. As consumers generate more income, they consume more protein, and dairy happens to be high on the list of preferred proteins.
Well, one of the concerns that I've seen is over plant-based beverages. There's comments coming out of Europe that dairy may be antiquated, that the switch is going to be to plant-based beverages. Is that something you're hearing there?
I'm hearing discussions about it here, and what I'm hearing is not in our lifetime, if ever. Dairy is highly desirable on most people's minds, and we need to keep in mind my journalism training. When a dog bites a man, that's not news. When a man bites a dog, that's news. Well, most everyone is drinking milk. That's not news. But when people start drinking oat milk, that's news. The media coverage that you see and the interest that you hear about is greatly exaggerated because it's news. It's different.
Yes. Bottom line, real quickly in closing, Jerry, dairy farmers are wondering, what is all this going to mean for my prices? We're looking at some pretty bleak prices for 2018, are we not?
Yes, we are looking at some bleak prices for 2018. And I use these meetings as a little sounding board and talked about a couple of bullish scenarios that I thought could play out. And most everyone looked at me like I was from another planet. They continue to be pretty bearish on the 2018 outlook, certainly through the first half of the year. I'm going back to the drawing board. I got a long-range forecast coming out in about 10 days, and I may be a little more bullish than I have been.
We want to hear from you then. Jerry Dreyer, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
We have Dr. Connie Walters here with Purina Animal Nutrition, and today we're talking about the best practices for transitioning heifers to fermented feeds. So when should we start transitioning these heifers on to fermented feed, do you think?
So it's going to be an individual farm basis. Research has suggested around 6 months of age tends to be the right age. But if we've got concerns about going to a grower or something, you know, we have to be able to get them where they need to be. So it's an individual farm basis. The biggest thing is keeping them so that they keep on a consistent percent of body weight intake. If the intake's up, the transition goes smoothly.
What's the best way to transition them to fermented feeds?
The program we recommend would be starter to about 3 months of age, and then you transition them onto a grower. Hay is supplementative to the grower, and then after we go through and we start adding in TMR. The thing about TMR is my preference is that it be fresh. If we've got refusals from the adult cows, we expose them to pathogens that could be in the adult herd. Vet background, I always worry about that. The other thing is that sometimes you get those off flavors, those molds, those things that are growing in there that can really offset and actually permanently make them adverse to that feed. So if we want to make sure that it's a good fermented feed program, we've got the highest quality stuff that goes into your milk cows. Sometimes even doing a little bit off of the adult cow ration if they don't have enough head to make a special batch.
Is there anything else out there that can make that transition a little better?
We've seen the best results on consistent intakes when we've done started a grower to fermented feed. There is a new product coming on the line, I'll be honest with you. It's called TMR transition, so we'll see how that one goes. It's an idea to basically the caveat behind that one is we're meeting the NRC requirements for the calves based upon either a corn silage, haylage, or hay diet. It meets on all of them, so that's one aspect that we can do. With the grower, basically we just balance those rations for the size of the group and the animals that are in that group.
That's Dr. Connie Walters from Purina Animal Nutrition. Listen more to that interview and archive programs at DairyRadioNow.com. And stay with us and this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.